Are we back?
Oh, for the love of God.
Our city, with its special landmarks, its certain style, the Melbourne we love. It's lively, it's vibrant, and it's growing fast. We've got a new dynamism.
Oh, Melbourne. She may wear a brown cardigan for 25% of the day and always carry a good book, but she's a sensible girl and she has a heart of gold. That's right, listeners. I'm going to go very easy on Melbourne today. In fact, I'm going to go very positive because every week I subject her to an absolute shellacking and I thought it was about time that I gave her some positive feedback.
Hooray! About time, Matthew.
Well, you know, fact. There are only 3 full-time, that's 24/7, LGBTI plus radio stations in the world. And don't ask me where they are. I did actually look for the third one and I couldn't find it. I know Gaydio in the UK is run out of Manchester. Fun fact. Anyway, and...
Did you know that? Because, I don't know, you used to live in London.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you know this about me, Helen. Anyway, one of them, of
you
course...
You and Kylie.
Absolutely. So one of them, of course, one of those 3 radio stations is right here in good old Melbs. And I reckon that's no surprise. So despite having grown into a big city, she's growing fast. Melbourne has always put its different communities first. And there are a lot of them here, and there's a huge variety, like a whole cross-section of society. It's one of the most multicultural cities in the world. So you can imagine all the communities within communities. But as a result, it's the sort of city that has developed an attitude and an atmosphere of fostering the type of community asset that Joy started out as in 1994 and has become today. I don't know what you think about that, but I actually do believe that a community asset or a community-based radio station like Joy, it was only natural that sort of came out of Melbourne.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Look at how much support the Melbourne City Council gives to Joy today, for example.
It's fantastic.
It is. And I think out of all the cities in Australia, it was destined that Melbourne was going to be Joy 94.9's home.
I actually agree as well, Helen. And the reason I'm saying this, I'm not just sort of like, you know, going off on a complete Melbourne wank fest.
You're not going to grace us with some prose regarding Melbourne? Try to come up with a haiku, maybe?
No, I went for the word wank fest, which it's about as highbrow as I get, Helen.
I think, Grumsters, you've just basically gotten a taste of the poetry you'll get when you subscribe, sign up, or become a member of Joy from Matt.
If that doesn't wet your whistle, I don't know what will. Anyway, so
I thought it was a bit of a low coup, to be honest with you.
Yes, yes. Anyway, I actually agree 100% with you, and this is kind of where I'm going with this, Helen. Right? It's when you think of all the communities and the broad variety of communities, I would say that what Joy is particularly good at doing is representing all the different communities, if you like, within our own community. Like, you know, there's such a wide variety of shows broadcasting out of Joy that there's kind of literally something for everyone.
Well, as we're saying, Matt, we are you. And our community is very, very diverse. And so is what Joy, as an independent broadcaster, puts to air. So yeah. I'm on the same page with you this week, Matt.
Yeah, hence why it's like it's such an effective slogan, because we are you. Makes sense, especially for us, but hear this out, right? Because where else would a listener be able to tune in and connect with other LGBTI plus people who are, well, just a bit grumpy?
Precisely.
It is quite a niche. It's a niche within a niche within a niche, you know. And we're here serving those 3 people that listen to us. But Joy, I say good on you for that. So Melbourne, take a bow. I think a lot of importance, a lot of weight, a lot of priority is given to sort of fundamental grassroots stuff here. And it's not very sexy and it's not very marketable to the international scene, but it's one of those cities that does that sort of thing very effectively.
It's a community city. And I think, you know, this is why we're all telling Melbourne this week to take a bow, I think.
Well, I mean, even to the extent that when the new Pride Centre down in St Kilda is opening, that Joy is going to be resident there as well. So there's just this ongoing fostering of the station. And I, you know, as grumpy as I am, I'm really, really proud of the fact that here in Melbourne we do have this extraordinary service.
And of course, because we live it daily. We are part of that community. So we would understand what it would be like without that service. Now, the funny thing is, when I say it's the sort of city that has an attitude and an atmosphere of fostering this type of community, when you think about when Joy started out, now, I imagine that the world was slightly changing back in early 1990s, but think about it, it's back in the dark ages compared to today, and I can imagine that getting something off the ground like a community radio station solely for the LGBTI plus community being run on a 24/7 basis, that's quite groundbreaking. That's quite pioneering.
Absolutely. And it would be pioneering today. So can you imagine what it was like back in 1994?
So a good example of this is Mardi Gras versus Midsummer.
Ooh.
Now, I don't even think there needs to be a versus because they're two completely different beasts. Mardi Gras is a fantastic example of an enormous, very high-profile, internationally renowned glamour event. And I know its roots come from very, very important places. And the history of it is incredibly important. However, it is what it is. Midsummer. Now, you've got all the cultural events, which is very Melbourne, so that's great. But there is something very community-based around it. And I always look forward to... One of my highlights of the year is going to Carnival Day, because you will hear this from a lot of people you know, that it's the one day that they can walk around and they will literally meet everybody they know within the community on that day.
That can be quite bad too. I mean, that's happened to...
Yes, everybody.
It's like flicking back through your diary. It's a bit of a worry, to be honest.
Yes. That little black book was it?
Oh,
Doug?
God! Oh, well, absolutely.
Yeah, he had a file of facts.
I still have a file of facts. Stop it. Anyway, moving on.
Joy always features very heavily, and it kind of it's always comforting to see the Joy logo branded with these events, and as a result, I think all of these things combined lead me to a place where I can only say Melbourne, out of all the big cities around the world that do not have a community-based asset like Joy and don't foster that sort of institution, I say well done.
And I'm just going to throw this out here, Matt, because usually we end Melbourne We Need to Talk with a comment that draws from one of your high school report cards. Now, I'm going out on a limb here, and Doug, correct me if you think I might be wrong, but I'm hazarding there wasn't many positive things written in Mr. Gray's high school report cards. So he's obviously struggling for something to give Miss Melbourne this week.
It may be well the case that he has to actually go rummaging through his reports from drama.
Even then, tore the house apart, darling, couldn't find a thing. Anyway, coming up, we're flitting back to Danny. Stick around, you're listening to Joy 94.9.